Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Is it time for cyclists to pay road tax? Now, I read an interesting article in the Mirror over the weekend by journalist Jason O'Toole, where he was outlining what he believes is the right thing to do. It's time for cyclists to pay a road tax. I'll read out one or two clips of the article here. Our government needs to stop walking on eggshells when it comes to cyclists. It should be the end of the road for any free rides for them. Massive amounts have been forked out on bicycle lanes. Therefore, it doesn't add up how they are not forced to shell out a proper cyclist road tax. Now, I know they think they do it in Canada, by the way. A new road tax for cyclists would contribute to, in its own small way towards the road recovery, because every little helps, as the Tesco advert goes. And basically, he's calling for this. Now, I am going to speak to Jason in a few minutes, but before I do that, I want to know what you think about the idea of cyclists having to pay a road tax. Now, clearly not as much as a car, but a small amount of money where they get a registration fee, or a registration number, I suppose. And by the way, there's an advantage to that too, that if they're ever involved in an accident, at least we know who they are with, because they're identifiable by their number or something like that. Anyway, but do you think it would be a good idea? I know some will say that cyclists could also be motorists, and therefore they're probably paying car tax anyway, but the majority are not. And if they were to pay a tax, it would mean the government could pump the money into a better infrastructure for cycling lanes in our cities. So I want your thoughts on this. Should there be a tax for cyclists? Now, of course, we're not asking a 9-year-old in the local park, you know, on his little bike, I'm assuming, to pay tax. And I'll find out Jason wants that in a few minutes. I'm assuming it's within the boundaries of a city. In other words, if you're using your bike to commute, that you should have to pay a tax. And I don't know whether you think it's a good idea or not. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Should cyclists have to pay a tax? Let me know what you think. 087-188-0008. Let me go to the journalist who wrote this article and got everybody incensed. Jason O'Toole, who's a columnist with the Irish Sunday Mirror. Jason, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, Jason, were you in the business of annoying people on Sunday? Is that what it was?
No. It's what it is. I've been thinking about this for a long time, and it's kind of unfair for anybody to use anything while others are paying for it. And I was talking to a friend of mine who's actually a police officer in Madrid, and he was telling me how annoyed he is with recent times, arresting people over the limit while cycling. And that really got me thinking about
over the speed limits?
They've been like...
Drinking.
Yeah. And he said one guy he recently arrested, and the fine ended up being €1,000 because he was so much over the limit.
Right. And can you be arrested for drunk cycling?
In Madrid, you can.
Oh, right, okay.
And that's what got me thinking. And I'm sure it must be the same in Ireland.
I don't think so. I don't think you can be arrested in this country for... You can be arrested probably for being drunk and disorderly, but I don't think there's a piece of legislation for drunk cycling. Although there probably should be.
Maybe that's my next column.
Yeah. Or breaking. Because cyclists tend not to always obey the traffic lights, do they? Well, some of them do, but not all of them do. Okay, so what you're suggesting is a tax. Now, I'm assuming it wouldn't be the same as road tax, or it wouldn't be a large amount of money, but maybe a fee of maybe 25 or 50 quid a year, kind of just a capped fee.
Yeah, and I was thinking that anybody that's a member of a cyclist club could pay more.
Oh, right, because they're using the roads more.
Yeah.
All right, I get you. Okay. These are the Lycra lads that go out on a Sunday afternoon in groups of 10.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Why do you ask it? Sure, why not? But I mean, we have to take into consideration that there's young people, maybe in their local housing estates, that'll be using their bikes. I'm assuming we wouldn't be charging them. It's only people that are using it for the purpose of commuting. Or would you think it's for every bike?
No. I think it has to be over, probably 16 or maybe even 18.
18, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, 18 years old. And it'd be a simple enough process. I mean, you could just say from, 2024 onwards, there's going to be a registration fee. And then anybody else would have to pay it and display it on their bike.
Right, okay. So almost like a little registration place, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could put it on the crossbar, I suppose, at a little small place on the crossbar with their reg number. Now, the advantage of that, of course, there is an advantage to that, that if ever they're involved in an accident or do break a red light or do something wrong, at least we've a little number to fall back on, I suppose.
Exactly.
But is the idea behind cycling and encouraging cycling, with the Green Party are doing tremendously well at the moment and building all this infrastructure, is to get people out of their cars? Is that you know, the whole climate change thing and everything else? Is that not the purpose of it? I mean, do you want to bring in something that would deter them from doing that?
Well, I don't think it would deter them, because it'd be a lot cheaper than paying for the regular road tax for a motor car. And also, I just don't think it's fair to say to one group it's okay to use the roads while charging the other group through the nose.
Yeah, but you could take that.
It doesn't make sense.
But you could take that further and start saying, well, then maybe we should charge pedestrians for walking on the footpath, so we have to pay for those as well. I'm just saying.
If
you want to take it to the next level, there's next week's article already for you. Go on.
Yeah, but there is limits. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, a hit and run is a hit and run, isn't it? If a cyclist knocked down a pedestrian and left him for dead, it's still a hit and run.
I agree.
So then
I'd argue then, and I know in Canada, they are trialling something like this in Canada, where they're charging a tax or insurance. I'm not too sure which it is, particularly for those in cycling clubs, as you mentioned. But in saying that, there is an argument as well for having some level of insurance if you're going to be using your bike every day, because invariably you could hit somebody, and there has been many cases of cyclists hitting people and just getting away with it because, of course, they're not insured.
Yeah, and I was thinking that perhaps, it's another article for another day, but perhaps the insurance could be paid through this same system. So it'd be a government type of insurance system,
right,
for bicyclists. Yeah.
Yeah, similar to what they that operate in Australia for cars. Yeah, it would be a state implemented insurance or tax. So it would be one fee that would cover your insurance and tax, would give you some sort of level of liability insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think the least they can do for the privilege of using the roads is cough up for it, you know?
And what reaction What reaction have you got from cycling clubs, et cetera, et cetera? Have you got any backlash in relation to your article on Sunday?
Not much of it. To be honest with you, I got a few texts from friends saying it really makes sense. Well, I did have one friend who's addicted to cycling all his life. I think he's 40 years cycling now, saying to me, here, on Facebook.
Give it up. Leave it in.
He just said, here, come on, or something like that, laughing about it,
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be that much of a tax. I just think it's down to being fair.
From a legislative point of view, I mean, people would say, well, look, people are not going to be very honest and come forward. But what you have suggested is, say, from 2023 to 2024, there could be a levy introduced on all new bicycles sold in the country via a simple registration process. So from then on, we would have the information then to recharge them the following year again.
Yeah, and you'd also have their information if they were involved in any accidents as well, which is very important.
Yeah, I don't disagree with the idea of that completely, of having some sort of, registration for a bike. And what about, say, I mean, the latest craze, obviously, and I'm sure you've seen it in Madrid as well, because that's where you operate from now. But I mean, here in Ireland, the latest craze now on these electric scooters. I mean, would you charge a tax on them
dangerous.
As well? Oh, they are, yeah.
You'd have to. And I think it would have to be higher than bicycles. I mean, my friend who's a police officer here is telling me that they're fiddling about with them to make things faster as well.
Oh, they can, they can increase the voltage, I think, or something like that, or the wattage on the batteries to make them a lot quicker, which would be very dangerous. Now, I know there's a big problem with the legislation in this country because the legislation was tested there last year before Christmas, and it now seems that they can't be stopped. There was a point where the guards could stop them, but now they're not classified as a mechanically propelled vehicle. So under the law, you don't need insurance and you don't need tax for them.
No, it's crazy. I mean, they are a vehicle. They're simply a vehicle like a car, as far as I'm concerned. And they're really dangerous. I mean, in Madrid here, they whiz freely around pedestrians without a care in the world. And I was actually nearly knocked down by one on Saturday, a few hours after I'd sent in my column to the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
When I was crossing the road. I went through a red light.
Right, okay.
They're really, really dangerous.
Oh, well, just before you go, and I'm going to leave this open to some of our callers, by the way, and Jason has suggested there should be a tax or some sort of registration tax and insurance on cyclists, particularly when it comes to the cities. And I want to know what you think at 087-188-0008. But Jason, just before you go, it seems you're living in Madrid. What's the COVID situation in Madrid now at the moment?
Well, I don't get what's happening back in Ireland, because in Madrid since, like, you know, as you know, Madrid was one of the worst hit cities.
It was pretty badly hit at one stage, yes.
Initially. And in the first 3 months of the lockdown, we were not allowed out of our apartment unless it was to go to the shop, the pharmacy or the hospital. And I mean that you could only walk your dog. That was the only exception. So you weren't allowed to go out for a walk or a jog or anything. And they had drones and helicopters, you know, police in the skies. It was really like a military state at that stage. And for the first 3 months, you weren't allowed out. And then at the end of June, they slowly allowed
out. This is June last year, of course. Yeah,
June last year. They started to slowly let everybody out. And the bars reopened at the end of June last year. And there hasn't been a lockdown in Madrid since
They did have June, a curfew, though. I know they did have a curfew.
Yeah, a curfew at 11 p.m. And that was changed to 12 p.m. And from next, it's now the only thing here was it was compulsory to wear a mask on the streets, and they're ending that this month.
Okay, so the mask mandate is ending this month, is it? And this is from the streets, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, concerts have been allowed, restaurants are open, cinemas are open, everything has been back to normal, so to speak. You just have to wear a mask since June last year.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why the points are, you know, flowing freely for a year here, and yet it's only started to reopen now back at home in Dublin. It just doesn't.
Yeah, so different strategies. Yeah.
Yeah, but Ireland is an island. It should have been better able to deal with this than a landlocked.
You would certainly imagine so. Well, listen, Jason, lovely talking to you, and I hope the weather is nice in Madrid. I know the weather is nice in Madrid today. I don't need to ask you that. It's a silly question. I'm sure it's probably somewhere in the 30 degrees or in and around that.
I checked it the other day and it was 37 degrees.
Ah, yeah.
I'm in shorts anyway.
And not on your bike. Listen, Jason O'Toole, thank you very much indeed. Columnist with the Irish Sunday Mirror. Jason is suggesting there should be a tax on bicycles. Stephen, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Stephen?
Not too bad, how are you?
Good. Are you in your shorts?
Huh?
Are you in your shorts today?
No, I'm not.
No, okay. Should there be a tax on cyclists?
I don't think so. I don't like cyclists, no, but I don't think they should be taxed either.
What do you mean you don't like cyclists? You can't just make a general statement like I don't like cyclists. I've cycled once or twice. You like me?
Well, 9 times out of 10, they're just annoying. But I tell you what, listen, it's just like, if you think about it, the more cycle lanes that are open, the less cyclists are going to be on the main road. They're moving the cycle lanes.
Right, okay.
It's safe for themselves, because there's nothing worse than being behind a few cars or a cyclist in front and a car in front won't pass them, and you're there. That's just annoying. But if they're in a cycle lane, like, it's not too bad. Like, you can't tax people for everything. I mean, that's ridiculous, because you can't even have a dog without paying a license, a television tax. I know you want to tax a bicycle as well. I mean, like, the idea is to try and get people to be more environmentally conscious.
Yeah.
So what kind of motivation is that? If you want to tax them and show them. I agree with a rage, because my aunt got hit by a cyclist and he took off. And she got away and she destroyed her car with a handlebar. But anyway, I agree with a rage to track him down. But I don't think that a tax is the right way of going about it a lot.
I suppose his point is that we want to improve the infrastructure. It's for everybody. We charge motorists a road tax for the purpose of using the roads. And he's saying, well, you know, if less people are going to be, you know, using their cars and more are going to be using their bicycles, which is what we'd like to think in, by 2030, well, then surely we have to make money back somehow to pay for that infrastructure. So the only way or the best way to do it would be a small tax maybe on bicycles or a levy of some description.
But up in Dublin, I'm in Cork now. And they're pedestrianising everything. Like, the city centre is going dead because everything is being pedestrianised. The traffic is crazy because it's all down the quays. I mean, it's just forcing people to have to cycle because there's no way they want to drive in. I mean, why should they pay for that? You know, we didn't want a pedestrianised street, but we got one. And no, like, I didn't go to town today. I went to the shopping centre because I'm not going in. If I wanted to go in, I'd probably have to cycle. You know, cyclists do that. So I think you can't be taxing people like that. You can't be forcing them to the corner and saying, oh, here's tax on as well, stop everything else.
And when you come on first, you said you don't like cyclists. Why in particular do you not like them?
They don't obey the rules. They deliver rule fellas. They fly straight across red lights. And if you hit them, you're wrong, no matter what. You know,
they do have the right of way. Yeah.
They go on the footpath when it suits them to go through a red light. And they, I mean, and perhaps you've ever on the footpath. There's people and kids walking around on the footpath and they're going in between them. They're deadly. Then again, if there was a cycle lane there, you avoid that problem.
Yeah, but I did. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would agree with you generally speaking. Most of them don't obey the rules of the road. But I did. I was behind a cyclist the other day and the lights went red. And surprisingly, he stopped at the lights.
That's
even
the
though,
best
the, I mean, that was quite
world.
Surprising.
I love it. If I see a cyclist stop at red light, it's like, I don't know. It's like seeing Jesus after
him. It is. Because they tend not to stop.
Oh, you want to give him a hug. They say, well done, you know?
You want to give him a hug.
Yeah, but like, that's only it is, you know what I mean? Like, you see one. Like, if I see cyclists go through red light, I don't say anything. You know, I beep the odd time, but that's it. But if I see someone stop, I tell this one, look at her.
Yeah, she's actually stopping the red light. Yeah.
You know, they're a rear breed, like.
Oh, they are. Well, stay there. Let me go to Pat as well. Pat, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How you doing, Pat?
How you doing? How's it going?
Good, yeah. Now, Stephen doesn't believe taxing them is a good idea because that'll discourage people from using bikes. And that's what we want people to do.
I don't know. Look, I personally, what I'd do, it wouldn't be so much a tax as like a registration fee that would include, similar to a theory test for cars, that at least you'd know people on the roads, on bikes, know what they're doing.
Know the rules of the road.
Safety aspects of it. Yeah, the rules of the road and to help the cycle safely. And I'll tell you what's going to be a big thing as well, Niall. This thing, they haven't decided yet what the legislation is going to be now with these bloody
scooters.
Well,
for the moment, it's a free-for-all because there is no legislation.
Yeah. And look, I don't want, you know, you get from A to B. But I think, personally, I think there should be some form of registration.
Have you ever been on one?
Yeah,
they're lethal. They're
just driving out. They're very fast. I tell you, they're pretty dangerous.
And that the point of balance is so low that if you just hit a pothole, you're gone.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you see kids flying around. But anyway, back to the point, Noel. There's a few things I would do. Like that would be a registration. I'd have some form of identification on bikes within the city limits. Mm. Okay, obviously not with kids, and that would have a twofold effect. One, it would discourage people acting a maggot on bikes. You'd know who they are.
Yeah.
And also, it would cut down on bicycles being stolen. If they're registered. There'd have to be a, you know what I mean? You've got a
Well, I mean, they were. Deal. I mean, I remember years ago, I don't know if it's still the case, I'm assuming it is, when I bought, you know, when I had a rally bike, or you got a rally bike, there was a frame number on it.
Yeah, frame. But I'm talking about something that you could actually see, you know what I mean, a registration, a small plate or something on the back of a bike.
Right, okay.
Something that's, you know, could identify as the owner.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, to be honest, that aspect
of it. It is. I mean, I was looking at an old black and white war film, you know, it was based in France, and the resistance were on bikes, you know, and they had registration plates on them.
Did they? I don't know, didn't they?
Yeah, back in that, you know what I mean?
So, for very different reasons, mind you, but yeah, go on, I get that. That's a good,
yeah, there's a couple of things I do, Noel. That's one thing I do, the most important thing would be to teach, at least you'd know, that people getting on bikes would, you know, have an idea the rules of the road. And they'd have to do something about these rented bikes as well, because, I mean, you get people who just get off a train, off a bus or something, they jump on a bike, they don't necessarily have to know the rules of the road.
No,
they're not made to be.
Yeah.
They're not even properly dressed. I mean, I saw a girl one time, a pair of heels and a dress, and one of them boys going around by Dame Street. You know, she was...
like the Wicked Witch of the West kind of cycle.
She was all over the place. And I mean, another thing, you know, just even basic manners on the road. I mean, I saw there, pure example was the other day, I was going down the back roads here in Swords, and I had one guy who was coming up behind him, and he was in the middle of the road, more or less. He was nearly on the white line. And he know high-vis on, nothing. Now, I managed to get around him, and then I was going up before that there was a guy with high-vis on the whole lot, and he was into the side of the road. And I says, now, there's the two polar opposites, you know, and you could see the face on the guy that was in the middle of the road. I'm not budging. You know what it is?
Do you think there's a sense of privilege about them sometimes?
There is.
And okay, so that's right. Now, it's not all of them, but there is a sense of privilege.
I think what annoys people is,
now, obviously Jason O'Toole mentioned cycling clubs, that they should certainly have to pay an insurance or a tax or something like that, because obviously he was talking about, you know, the groups that you'd see out on a Sunday afternoon basically taking up the whole road.
Do you know what's actually funny now? The very fact cyclists have been encouraged into the city is discouraging motorists because there's so many of them and people feel so uncomfortable around cyclists. I've had it, like, I drive a taxi now at the moment. Well, not obviously not out and about. But, I mean, you've had passengers in the car who would have normally driven in and around and they say, they don't drive in anymore. Cyclists frighten the life out of them. You're going in, you know, at peak times and they're all over you. Literally, even though they have their own cycle lanes there, they're still coming inside you, outside you. And if you're the person that's conscious of what's going on around you, you're nervous.
See, there is a case and an argument that we have to share the roads, be it pedestrians, cyclists, motorists, and we all have to share the road and do it as safely as possible. But then, you know, some obviously believe they have more rights than others. when it comes
look,
to the roads.
The only rule, as far as I'm concerned, Noel, is basic, you know, safe. When you're in a car or on a bike or anything, I mean, you talk about, oh, you're on a bike, you don't hold people. I had a 92-year-old woman in the car one time, and she had stepped out of her driveway in Clontarf onto the footpath with her two dogs, and a guy on the footpath ran her over. And not only did he run her
cyclist.
Over, but he literally, a cyclist, yeah. He run her over, but he was falling off the bike, and he used Tora's leverage to keep himself upright. Knocked her to the ground, put her in hospital for, I think, something like 3 weeks, and cycled away.
See, that's a problem, isn't it?
That is an issue, you know. And as I say, with the number plates, some form of identification on the bike, that would cut down on a lot of bad behaviour.
Do you cycle yourself? Do you cycle yourself?
Well, have you know, I used to do a charity cycle, believe it or not, down to Wexford for the Father Peter McVerdy's homeless thing.
Yeah.
Used to do that every year. And then there was one year there was a person killed. She was run over by a truck. And after that, it kind of...
Yeah.
I went by the incident and I arrived there and her husband and son were there. They didn't know what happened, you know, when I arrived at the set up. But I know, I do. To be honest, I on a bike.
I mean, it is a dangerous thing. I mean, my own son was telling me, now, he bought a bike, one of these electric motors in it for work. Now, this is just before the COVID. He doesn't need it now because he's working from home. But anyway, but he bought it just before the COVID and he had gone into town a few times and he was working over near Sandyford and he'd gone over there a few times and he said, you take your life in your hands. He said, and he was terrified cycling, and you know, when there's. But I suppose it's hard to manage a situation where we have a city that wasn't really developed properly, because Dublin, and particularly most of the cities, actually Cork, Limerick, and Galway, are pretty much the same. They just evolved. I mean, if you look at other cities around the world, you know, I suppose when the Romans are responsible for more so than anything else, they were created. You know what I mean? And they were created properly. Whereas you've got all these little windy streets everywhere. There isn't enough room for a car and a bike.
Yeah, no, I'll go back to what I was saying earlier on about a course of some sort for people. And the more people that actually did it, the more people would be aware of the dangers and they'd be educated on the road. And that would make a big difference.
But you'd be against the idea, before I go into the break, you'd be against the idea of a tax, but you're in favour of a registration.
A registration and obviously to pay for it, a course, you know, it wouldn't have to be a big money. But at least you'd know that people on the roads, on bikes... And, you know, if you're in a car and you're driving up behind a cyclist and you don't know if they've ever been on a bike before, they know the rules of the road, and you're wondering if they're going to put it out in front of you, are they going to do this? Even though the cyclists don't know.
Yeah, sorry, Stephen, you wanted to say something there just before we go into break.
Just 2 points. You said about infrastructure that has to be paid for in somehow.
Yeah.
If they don't legislation that properly explains the rules of the road that cyclists have to follow and the guards enforce it, fine them. Find the ones that are doing it wrong.
Hang on, with the greatest respect, Stephen. There is already legislation there that if you're a cyclist and you break the lights, you can be fined. But nobody ever really gets fined.
But the guards aren't doing it, but if they did it, €100 each, you'll get the money back that way. And the other point I'm making is, some cyclists are 18, 19, 20 years old. How are they going to drive a car with the price of insurance and tax on a car? I mean, they're being forced into cycling because they can't get a car because the insurance is too much. The government need to pull their finger out and sort it out. That will help people then. They'll be able to drive cars and be cycling.
Okay, all right. No, I get that, but I suppose what the government will tell you is we want more people cycling, not driving cars. Anyway, thank you very much indeed, lads. I'll take one or two more calls after the break in relation to that. Should there be a tax on cyclists?
Jesus, is this April Fool's Day? We've been through a pandemic. We've gone 2 years. People have been out of work, and now this idiot, with nothing better to do in his life, wants to charge people a road tax for bikes. I got a bike on a bike to work scheme for work, for leisure, for outside, to keep fit during the pandemic. And now this fool wants to tax me. Jesus Christ, boy, will you do something with your life instead of... What a country we live in. What a country. This is Mark in Kilkenny, guys. You can read my name out. That guy's a fool.
Well, there you go. He has an opinion just like you. The difference is he's a journalist and he writes about it. But there you go. You just got to get your opinion on the radio too, didn't you? Looking at our Twitter poll, by the way, if you go to my Twitter account, Niall Boylan, you'll see the Twitter poll there we put up there. 52% of people said yes, they should be taxed. 44% said no. Also on our Instagram account, the result is pretty much the same as well. So it's kind of divided the nation a little bit as to whether we should tax cyclists. Now, this was started, of course, by Jason O'Toole in the Irish Mirror, who put up a whole article about as to why they should be taxed. So let me know what you think. Should they be taxed? Sheila, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How are you doing, Sheila?
Hiya, Niall. How are you?
Now, it's kind of split people down the middle here, I think, to be honest with you. I mean, do you believe the cyclists should be taxed? Mad amount of money or anything like that.
No, I've been saying this for years, that they should be. Mm. And if they weren't so rude on the road and think they owned it, I wouldn't say that now.
Yeah. So that's a very general statement, isn't it? I mean, it's true. They're not all rude, are they?
No, I'm not generalising them all. There's one or two are nice.
Yeah, okay, one or two, okay. And what was your experience, Sheila?
Oh, I've had many.
Where did you start, like?
Right, the last one I had, right?
Yeah.
I was going shopping one Saturday, just down the road. And it was a lovely day.
Yeah.
And I came around the bend and there was these two cyclists. Now, I don't mind them going out for their cycle, right?
Yeah.
But these two were sauntering up the road, in the middle of the road, having a yap.
Were they wearing lycra?
Yeah.
Were they?
Don't even go there. Right? Oh, okay. Anyway.
Were they middle-aged men?
They were. One of them was, yeah. And yeah, the two of them were there, yakking away, knew we were trying to get around them. We were on a bend, so I wasn't going to make a dangerous manoeuvre to get around
them.
So I had to go behind them, going do-do-do-do. And they could see me, but they kept on just yakking away, thinking they were great. So I got around them eventually and came to a traffic light and I pulled right into the curb so they couldn't get by.
Right. And so you did that intentionally, okay.
Yes,
go on,
I did. And one of them came up and knocked on my door and started dissing fire at me.
For what?
He said, why didn't you leave room for me to get us to get up that road?
And did you say to him the same reason you wouldn't leave room for me to get past you?
That's exactly the words I said. So he went off with his tail between his legs.
Or his leg or between his legs.
But, oh, God. Please. I can't unsee that now.
But is it not a nice sight to see these wonderful middle-aged men in lycra?
Yeah.
Cycling around
it's,
in groups
it's
on a Sunday afternoon.
It's beautiful. Have a lovely Saturday morning when you're going shopping. And I wanted to have a coffee and all then. But anyway.
Put you have your dinner, would it?
But I think if they pay, I'm sort of saying yes, but then I'm saying if they had to pay, would they be even worse?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, would they feel they have some sort of ownership then?
Well, they have already, but I think they might get even worse.
Yeah, right, okay, I get you. And do you believe that, I mean, we're all entitled to a space, aren't we, on the road or the footpath,
absolutely,
whatever it happens to be?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're entitled to a space as well, but that day really just riled me now.
Okay, you see, you believe they should be a little bit more conscious of other road users, and well, you believe they're not doing that?
No, they're not. They're it's all them. Watch for us. But they have a duty of care as well, Niall.
So we'll stay there for a second because, Joe, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Joe?
All right, Niall.
Good. Good. Joe, you're a cyclist. Now, according to Sheila, you have a duty of care as well. But unfortunately, as far as she's concerned, generally cyclists are rude and think they own the roads.
We do, Niall. Of course we do. Jesus Christ. Of course we do.
Right.
No, okay. Niall. Okay, in all seriousness, right? I'm an ex-push bike courier from, I was in Dublin back in the day in the 90s, and yeah, we used to do mad shit, like break lights and all that. You know, and as I grow older, you kind of get a little bit more sense. You watch where you're going. I just had a cyclist pull out.
as we were talking, yeah.
As we were talking, I'm not paying attention. But look, you know, a couple of things there, and I agree with that lady. I drive quite a lot as well, and I come across these cycling clubs. And they'd be two abreast in the road, and, you know, you just have to sit there and wait for your turn to go around them. And I agree that there are a certain number of cyclists that just give the rest of us a bad name. Myself and my son do quite a lot of cycling, and anytime, if we're two abreast, anytime someone comes up behind us,
you'd
we hit
the
single line. Yeah, we go in single file, so we just plenty of room.
But that's the right thing to do, isn't it? Yes.
That's the sensible thing to do, is to leave room, as you say. You do have duty of care on the road as a cyclist. You do have a duty to give way to other road users, you know, especially if it's going faster than you, for your own safety.
Do you? By the way, do you wear lycra? Not that Sheila wants to know, but I want to.
I have been known to be a mammal. I've kind of gotten, I'm more aerodynamic than I used to be.
Right.
A bit rounder, let's say. And, you know, and my wife even looks at me going out the door going, oh, Jesus, there he goes again.
Yeah. All trying to stay in shape. It just so happens this week's shape is a bag of potatoes.
It used to be, I used to have a six-pack, but now I have a keg.
And how did you, by the way, you call the lycra people, what is it, there's a nickname, isn't
it? Mammals.
And what does the mammal stand for again?
Middle-aged men in lycra.
All right, okay, I get you. Sheila's well aware of them. She said it puts her off her lunch on a Saturday afternoon. But look,
yeah,
I
said they're saying things you shouldn't see. Now I wear a nice blanket. I make sure that I'm well covered.
Yeah, that's what she said. She can't unsee it now. But in saying that, what harm would it say? And Jason O'Toole mentions in the article an annual levy could be introduced on every new bicycle sold in the country 2023-2024 via a simple registration process when they're sold.
No, totally. Take it off the board. Take it off the table. So does that mean that my grandniece, when she comes to 3 years of age and I have to buy her a little bike?
No, he said 18. He did say 18.
He did say 18. Well, I still think he's full of it. As another caller pointed out, most 18-year-olds can't even get car insurance if they're trying to get on and use their bike to keep fit and get transportation to A to B. It's ridiculous.
The point is, I suppose, and a lot of people have talked about this, is that between now and 2030, where the government plans to ban the sale of, say, diesel and petrol cars, and we'll be all moving to hybrids or electrics or whatever it happens to be, right? Or even hydro cars, as the case may be. So at that point, we're going to reduce the amount of road users. There's a suggestion of free public transport as well to try and get people into buses and all that kind of thing. Hopefully there'll be more cyclists. We'll have to provide a better infrastructure. We will be getting less money when it comes to cars because less people will be driving the damn things. So we've got to make up the money somehow.
Yeah, well, Niall, look, let me put it this way. I live in rural Ireland.
Right.
I'm from the city originally, but I live in a house in a field, right? That infrastructure will never affect rural Ireland. You'll never have that.
No, you're not going to get a bus to your door. No.
So why should I pay a levy for something that is never going to benefit me or my children or their children's children's children?
Sheila, well, hang on. Bring Sheila back in. I'm going to go to Eileen in a second as well. But Sheila,
yeah,
why should he have to pay a tax when he lives in rural Ireland and he's sure he can't get a bus anyway?
Well, that's a $9 million question. I
No, he does wear a lycra, by the way, can I point out?
Yeah, well, then he should pay a bloody tax for that alone. Yeah, I know. I think they should. €20 a year, even.
No.
Something like that.
Why would I pay €20 for something that's never, I'm never going to benefit. It'll never be a benefit on the roads where I live.
But you will benefit from it, because the €20 could be pumped back into the infrastructure.
But it never is. Like, the roads are terrible as it is when you're on a bike, right? Potholes and, you know, it's the country, the infrastructure in the country for even car drivers to use during the winter is absolutely terrible. I've had more blowouts because of potholes.
But if you were assured that that €20 would be ring fenced and put straight back into, you know, cycle lanes and fixing those holes, I mean,
at the moment, Niall, I drive a car. The tax on my car is €700 a year. Right?
Oh, yeah, but that's €700. What are you driving?
I'm driving a 2 litre diesel car.
Yeah, right? But it must be post 1998, then, is it?
Yeah, it's post 2008, not 98.
Oh, 2008. Sorry, 2008. Yeah. Well, then you need to get a newer car.
I know I need to get a newer car, but this is a nice car. And I can afford to pay that road tax.
Can afford it, I have no sympathy. Well, hang on. Stay there, Joe. Just stay there, because I want to get to Eileen before the break. Eileen.
Wait till I finish.
Oh, go on.
I pay £700 in road tax, right?
Yeah.
I drove down to Wexford the weekend to visit my father for Father's Day.
Right.
How much did it cost me to drive on private road? Best part of £20 in toll.
In tolls, yes, yeah, I know that.
Yeah,
so.
In tolls, up and
well,
down.
I agree with you, by the way, that I don't agree with tolls at all. I don't agree with them at all. We pay for the roads, we shouldn't have to pay again to use them, so I completely agree with you. That's a whole other topic. Eileen! Hang on, Joe, I have to give Eileen a shout here. Go ahead, Eileen, sorry. Eileen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, Eileen. You believe there should be a tax on which section of the cyclists?
I don't think there should be a tax on all cyclists, only the ones that wear the lycra.
Oh, Why do you come across them regularly, Eileen?
Well, I cycle, and actually, my ex-husband used to always wear the lycra.
Did he?
And the shoes and everything. And my goodness, it's like, I mean, really?
And did you not say it to him as he went out the door, you're not really going to go out like that?
No, I'd be going out, and sometimes I'd wear a lycra, but it's a skirt, there's a skirt over the lycra.
Right.
It's the lycra, so, oh my goodness, please, we don't. And another thing I noticed, because I'm only back in Ireland about 8 months, 9 months, and I noticed that there's a lot more cyclists than there was years ago. But there's kind of a snobbery amongst them. There's some of the cyclists, especially the ones with the lycra, that go two, three abreast.
Yeah,
and they think that's normal.
Yeah.
And they don't say hello or anything to normal cyclists.
So the lycra gang, you think, they believe they have more privilege.
Absolutely. And
right.
So therefore, I think they should pay the tax just because they're wearing it.
Because they're wearing the lycra and they believe they have more privilege. I would agree with her on that, Joe. The lycra gang do tend to to do two and three abreast.
Are we talking about cycle clubs now?
Yeah, well, obviously Sunday afternoon cycle clubs. Yeah,
yeah. We're not talking about the individual who's going down to keep fit.
Them too. They're just offensive on the eyes. I stay there, both of you, because I've got to take a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. All right, let me go to Paul. Paul, you're in Ireland's Tassic... Tassic's hits. I was going to say Ireland's classic hits. Paul, it would be a little bit much to expect road users or cyclists to pay a tax, wouldn't it?
No.
No?
Especially the ones on the... You know, I was talking to Ashton there earlier now, right?
Okay.
And I have to tell you... Where we are, over the last couple of months, it's got really, really dangerous because I'm talking about these electric bikes.
Oh, the electric scooters and bikes.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you have no idea. It's like the All Blacks up here, and that's not a racist thing because they don't, they just wear black and hoodies.
Right.
Right? You can't see it now. It's not too bad in the summer because you've got a lot of daylight.
Yeah.
Well, come September, October...
And they wear black clothing, is it? They're wearing black clothing.
I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I must take a video on Ireland and actually send it in to you. It's gone crazy up here. Crazy.
And what age group are you looking at?
You're talking mostly young lads, I'd say, from 14 upwards.
Ah, so you can't tax them anyway. You can't tax them till they're 18.
No, but what I'm saying is, you know, look, what I'm trying to say to you is this. You know yourself. You're a motorist. You're involved with a collision with one of these, and you're in serious trouble.
Oh, you are. Yeah, of course you are.
It doesn't
matter whose fault it is. It's your problem. Yeah.
I think one of your callers I mentioned earlier on, if somebody goes in and they're over the age of 14 or 15, and you go in and you purchase one of these, you should register. You should be registered first. There has to be some responsibility on it.
Now, are you specifically talking about electric bikes and scooters, or are you talking about all bikes?
Well, I'm talking about all bikes because, you know, I'm sure you've come across it. I was driving up from my daughter's the other day, and there was a purpose-built cycle lane, and two lads decided, sure, we won't use the cycle lane. Should we just go on the road? Well, that's wrong.
Yeah, no, well, I've seen that a couple of times. I don't see the purpose of it. Now, I could equally argue, and I'm sure cyclists will equally argue, that they see motorists misbehaving on a regular basis, which they do, by the way. Now, obviously, people are generalising about cyclists, saying that, you know, they're all this or they're all that. There are some cyclists, rare and few and far between, who will stop at traffic lights. But those in cycle lanes are generally well-behaved. Generally.
Oh no, I agree, and I've got two nephews now, and their workplace has brought this cycle incentive in,
yeah.
Where they help, yeah. And a lot of companies are doing that. And
the bike to work scheme was a good scheme, and a lot of companies took it on. Yeah, the bike to work. My son got a bike on the bike to work scheme. Yeah,
yeah, that is a brilliant scheme. But my biggest fear now at the moment as a motorist is. Being in a collision with one of these guys, and 9 times out of 10, especially up around where I am, I must get a video and send it to you. They have a hoodie on, which completely will block their vision on their left and on their right. They're basically being able to see straight ahead and nothing else,
yeah.
Because the hoodie is covering their eyes, their peripheral vision left and right. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, and I couldn't agree more. To see somebody wearing that kind of garment when they're trying to cycle. It's ridiculous. You wouldn't do that in a car, so why would you do it on a bike? Yeah.
Exactly.
Because you have to be able to see the world around you as you're cycling.
Yeah.
It's logical, you know. But listen, Paul, thank you for that. All right. Paul would like to see a registration and possibly a tax when it comes to the e-scooters and the electric bikes as well. But certainly the advice he's given is for those, and I suppose it would be parents, if you know that your child is going around with these kind of hoodies on. You know, I mean, it is dangerous to be cycling with that kind of garment on you because you can't see left and right. You can only see straight ahead.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.